Now we come to Elvis and Billy Strain.
I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know it's that swinging little guitar man? Yeah, yeah.
Billy and Elvis were friends, and Elvis asked him to score some of his movies. He wrote the only song in Charo and scored the soundtracks for The Trouble with Girls and Live a Little, Love a Little. He and Mac Davis wrote a song for that movie called A Little Less Conversation, which is another whole story. Billy also wrote Memories with Mac Davis for the 1968 comeback special. In the late 60s, Elvis and Billy Strange spent a lot of time together.
I'm curious about your opinion and your dealings with Colonel Tom Parker.
They were very, very nice, as a matter of fact. Elvis evidently wanted me to do a couple of the pictures for him and the special. And Colonel Parker never said a word badly. You know, he just said, okay, if that's who you want, go for it. And that was the end of it.
Memories.
Couldn't get out of his front gate because of the girls out in front. And the only time he could really get free of his house was late at night. And he'd call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd jump on my bike and ride up to the hills. And we'd ride all over Beverly Hills and down to Malibu and back. It was a great time.
Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground.
I think that anybody that reaches the kind of stature that Elvis and Sinatra and Nancy and all the rest of the biggies, I think have to be based upon their love of music. I don't think it's built on money. I don't think it's built on fame. It's just the fact that if it's in your heart and your soul, you have to do it. And I think these people loved it.
Of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze.
When you think of Elvis, what song knocks you out?
If I didn't say A Little Less Conversation, I'd be lying.
Well, it helped a little bit with your MasterCard payments.
It certainly does, yes.
A question about that, about A Little Less Conversation. When did you find out about the remix? Did you hear about it before or after the fact?
Jeannie and I went to the movies one night, and we're watching Ocean's 11, and she elbowed me and said, "They're playing your song." And
nope.
Sure enough, there it was in the movie.
No kidding.
The London Sun-Times called and sent a reporter and a photographer over to the studio, got all these questions about the remix and all of that, and I knew absolutely nothing about it, you know. It was really odd. I've never met the man that did the remix. He's a Dutch disc jockey, I understand.
Correct.
Several other times we've had some surprises. We went to the movies and saw Bruce Almighty, and there was the song in Bruce Almighty. And we went to Shark's Tale the other night, and there it was in there. So it's been, I'd like to say it has a life of its own. It has legs.